The 1960s was a mix of optimism and menace. Color televisions, flashy cars with tail fins, and landings on the moon competed with warfare in distant jungles and assassinations at home. Even the hopeful Martin Luther King Jr. was deeply discouraged by late in the decade, believing that the war in Vietnam was destroying America and holding back progress in racial equality. In 1967, he told a television reporter that in some ways the dream he had in 1963 had turned into a nightmare. On April 3, 1968, he spoke in Memphis, Tennessee, in support of a sanitation workers' strike. Feeling sick that night, he hadn't intended to appear, but left his motel at the urging of his friend Ralph Abernathy and took the stage at the Mason Temple. His oratory, as it so often did, hit a bright note, but embedded in his words was a dire prophecy.